Chapter 6, The Boss. I was now the king's minister, and I lived in the castle. I had many servants, and I could ask for anything I wanted. But the things that I wanted hadn't been invented yet. I had difficulty adapting to my new life. There weren't any modern appliances, and the castle was cold and dark. The only lights in the rooms were dishes full of butter with pieces of burning cloth in them. At night, I had to carry a burning torch. As there wasn't any glass in the windows, a cold wind constantly blew through the castle. When I wanted a servant, I had to go and call him, because there weren't any bells in the castle. Nobody could read or write except the priests, so there weren't any books, pens, paper, or ink. But worst of all, there wasn't any sugar, coffee, tea, or tobacco. Fortunately, the guards hadn't thrown away my old clothes, so I still had the pipe and tobacco that were in my pocket. I decided to keep them until I really needed them. Everyone talked about me, and they began to call me the boss. This made Merlin very jealous. He started telling everyone that I wasn't a real magician, and I didn't know any other magic. I knew I would have to find a way to teach Merlin a lesson. After living in the castle for 2 months, I had become familiar with Merlin's activities. He spent a lot of time in a cave below the walls of the castle, where he made his magic spells. Near the cave was an old stone tower where he performed these spells. People from all over the country came to watch him. I had an idea. "I'll blow up Merlin's tower," I thought. "Of course, I'll tell everyone that it's magic." First, I put Merlin in prison, so that he couldn't try to stop me. Then I asked Clarence to help me with my magic. We made gunpowder and put it in the walls of the tower at night. Clarence thought that we were using the gunpowder to make a magic spell. I knew that one day I would be able to teach him a little about science, but now was too soon. To Clarence and everyone else who lived at this time, magic and science were the same thing. When the gunpowder was in place, I made a lightning rod, which we put up in the tower. We put the bottom of the rod in the gunpowder. If the rod were struck by lightning, it would set fire to the gunpowder, which would then explode and blow up the tower. The next time we had a thunderstorm, I would be able to perform my magic. I didn't have to wait long. There was a thunderstorm 3 days later. I sent Clarence to tell everyone that I would use magic to blow up Merlin's tower. "If people aren't satisfied with this magic, I will change them into horses," I said. Soon, everyone in Camelot had heard the news. I freed Merlin from prison and announced that the magic would begin. Merlin, the king, and the court came to watch. Merlin looked very unhappy. "I will give you an opportunity to stop the magic," I said to him. Merlin smiled confidently. He drew a circle on the ground and burned a little powder in the center, which made a cloud of smoke. Everyone moved a few steps back. Then Merlin began to whisper something and move his hands in the air. Nothing happened.
"You've had enough time," I said to Merlin. "Your magic is weak. Now I'll begin."
I moved my hands slowly in the air. The storm became stronger. A few seconds later, the lightning hit the lightning rod at the top of the tower. There was a terrible bang, and the old tower flew through the air. It landed on the ground in pieces.
Everyone was satisfied with my magic.
King Arthur wanted to send Merlin away from the castle, but I persuaded the king to let him stay. I said Merlin would be useful for making small spells. Merlin didn't even thank me for helping him. A year passed, and it became obvious to me that I would never return to my own time, and that I would never see my friends again. I therefore decided to make the most of my new life and to start bringing civilization to England. The first changes I made were in the court at the Round Table. The king, who was impressed with my magic, had begun to ask for my advice. One day, he invited me to sit with the knights at the Round Table and listen to their stories. I suggested that the king should make a law allowing the prisoners to speak. At first, the king didn't like this idea, but I told him that it would make him very popular.
People would hear about what a good, wise king he was. So he agreed. I then suggested that there should be a vote to decide whether the prisoners were innocent or guilty. The king thought that this was a wonderful idea. My next plan was to start a metal factory. I drew a picture of a bicycle and explained to the king how it worked. When I told him that I could make him one, he was delighted. I was given everything I needed to build my factory, and I started making many things out of metal. I also built factories to make paper and soap. Then I sent servants out to look for the cleverest people in the country, and I trained them to work in the factories. As everyone still thought that I was a magician, I had to find a place to prepare my magic spells. I used Merlin's cave for this. I made electricity in the cave, and I trained people to make telegraphs and telephones. My men worked at night putting up telegraph wires. I knew that at first people would be afraid of my new machines, so I would have to introduce them slowly. I decided that the best way to bring civilization to the people was to educate them. So the next thing I did was to start training teachers and opening schools. Clarence was very curious about everything and wanted to learn as much as he could. He learned very quickly, and he was a great help to me. I taught him to read and write and trained him to be a newspaper journalist. My next plan was to start my own newspaper.